感謝主俾我哋一首咁樣好嘅詩歌。
Thank the Lord that He has provided such a wonderful hymn for us.
願我哋每一個人喺主面前真係有咁樣嘅心志，願意活出嚟，好似主咁樣。
May it truly be our hearts that we would have a yearning, a desire to live out our lives that we might be able to be like Christ.
你唱詩歌嘅時候，你發覺到嚇嗰度有好多嘅主耶穌嘅唔同嘅性情。
Now, as you sang through this particular hymn, it actually points out many of the attributes, the characteristics of Jesus Christ.
好似主嘅温柔。
Tells us about his tenderness.
好似主嘅寬恕又憐憫。
Tells us about his forgiveness and his love.
Yan oi leung sin.
Tells us about his tenderness and his kindness.
San oi yan go go kam yung sum.
And all of that actually reveals to us God's loving heart towards man. Now the hymn really has a message to say, Lord, I really want to be like you.
其實呢，每一個信耶穌、信咗主耶穌嘅人。
In actuality, each and every child of God, one who's already accepted the Lord's salvation,
你都應該有咁樣嘅性情㗎。
We should share that particular thought.
因為信耶穌唔係話你接受一個宗教。
Because when we accept Jesus Christ, it is not just accepting a religion into your life.
你是将耶稣那个生命接到你心的里面。
Rather, when you accept Jesus Christ, you receive his life into yours.
所以变成主耶稣是怎样的，我们信耶稣的人也都会是怎样。
That means that whatever Jesus Christ is like,then we who believe upon him shall be like him.
如果喺佢里边有温柔、有怜悯、有体贴。
If within him encompasses tenderness, compassion,
咁喺我哋呢信耶稣嘅人嘅身上边，亦都有呢一啲嘅嘢。
Then those are attributes that also should exist in us, we who have his life.
啊，问题就系话我哋点样因着。主自己的能力将我们这个旧人除去，而让这个新的生命在我们的身上彰显出来。
Then the question becomes how we might be able to utilize the Lord's power to be able to get rid of our old self and to allow for the new self to live out.
所以在原则上面我们是要像主耶稣的。
So by principle, we need to be like Christ.
我哋都需要向着呢个方向嚟到走。
And that is the direction that we should pursue.
好几个月冇同弟兄姊妹喺讲台上边有交通。
It's been several months now since I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters from the pulpit.
今朝早仍要继续趁着呢个喺呢个机会嚟到同弟兄姊妹交通马太福音。
We'll take this opportunity today to go back to studying the words in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
你记得我一直系同弟兄姊妹交通有关呢个八福或者登山宝训呢个嘅题目噶。
If you may recall, it's been a period of time that we have spent together studying.The Sermon on the Mount, more specifically, the Beatitudes.
主耶稣当时同一班嘅人嚟到讲，就同呢啲门徒嚟到教训佢哋。
At that, the scene is revealed to us whereby the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples.
就讲俾呢啲门徒听，点样嘅人，佢系有福嘅。
And The Lord's message was, what type of individuals are blessed?
但是这些这么多种 的人的表现实在是说这个是基督耶稣的生命。
And what these different categories or different attributes that are stated here really reflects is the actual life of Jesus Christ himself.
那好冇？我哋由第一节，我哋一路读到第七节。
Let's begin reading. Chapter 5, begin verses from verse 1 through verse 7.
因为今朝早要同大家交通嘅就系第七节。
This morning we'll be spending time on verse 7.
我哋嚟复习一下，由第一节我哋读起吓。
So let's read through again from verses 1 through 7.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，基已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him.And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
如果弟兄姊妹你仲记得开始交通呢一段嘅话嘅时候，
If brothers and sisters may recall from the very beginning when I began to share with brothers and sisters this particular passage,
就同弟兄姊妹讲到呢个呢一啲，譬如讲到虚心、哀恸、温柔、饥饿、饥渴慕义、怜恤或者清心下边一路讲使人和睦嘅呢个唔系一个特别嘅一个功课，我哋可以去学到，而系一个生命。
We stated very plainly that these attributes, poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are gentle, those who hunger for thirst and thirst for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, all these are not targets for us to shoot for us to try to obtain, but rather they merely are one aspect of the life.That has been granted to us.
亦都唔係咧，一啲我哋日日要去做到一個地步，哎呀，到我修練啦，修練去一個地步，啊，成正果啦，有呢啲表現啊，唔係。
Is not something that we undergo each and every day to try to train ourselves to be able to attain for us to somehow or another come to a point.Of fruition, where all of a sudden we have gained what we have been shooting for all this time.
所有呢啲嘅性情系神嘅儿子基督嘅性情。
All of these attributes are characteristics of the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ.
今日我哋信耶稣嘅，我哋呢啲人。
And we who believe in Jesus Christ,
亦系要有呢个生命呢一种咁样嘅生命嘅彰显。
We need to have the manifestation of that life. These are the manifestation of that life.
第七节话怜恤人嘅人有福了。
Verse 7 says, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
因为他们必蒙怜恤。
For they shall receive mercy.
你有没有看见不是怜恤就有福，是怜恤人嘅人有福。
It says here,Blessed are not those who receive mercy, but rather blessed are the merciful, those people who extend mercy.
好重嘅神睇见你呢个人系一个点样嘅人。
Very evidently and very clearly, the emphasis that God places here is the type of individual that person is.
怜恤冇错系对人哋对别人嘅一个嘅仁慈。
Being merciful to someone is something that you grant unto others.
是一种出于爱心的给予。
It is an outpouring is an aspect of love that outpours from you.
亦都是有行动上面的表现的。
It also must be manifested in action.
带出来，如果你是一个有怜恤的心的人，你会带出一啲嘅行动，就系一啲嘅宽恕，带出一啲嘅爱。
If you are merciful, it means that you would be able to live out or act out acts of mercy that reflect the love that is in you.
所以有一個憐恤的心的是這個人究竟是不是一個憐恤人的人。
So whether this person extends mercy really depends whether that person has mercy.
當然在我們的行動上是要活出或者表現出你裡面有的東西。
The action should reflect what we have within.
但是我們今天追求的不是一個單是一個行動,而是一個憐恤的行動,或者是赦免的行動。
But at the same time, it is not a goal for us just to have acts of mercy.
我們要求的是我們是一個憐恤人的人。
But rather, what we should shoot for is that we ourselves have mercy in our hearts.
我盼望這一點能夠弟兄姊妹你先清楚。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the first point that we need to be clear about.
如果不是,我們以後一路交通的時候,變成我們只是提一些行為,一些動作。
Or else, our sharing would then seemingly be left to just that exhortation for us to do good works.
希望弟兄姊妹都能夠看見,我們是一個
We need to realize that this is the type of person that we need to be.
这个人,这个这样的人,这个生命是从基督那里来的,这个生命。
And this individual that we are to be must have a life that stems from Christ.
在路加福音第10章,那里有一个这样的故事。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, it relates for us a story.
因为太长了,那我就
Because of the length of the story, as it is recorded in the scriptures, we're not going to take the time to read it at this point in time. But I hope, brothers and sisters, do remember the reference, which is Luke chapter 10, and to take the time when we go home to read through it. It actually begins with verse
30.
What does that story
call us?
There is a comparison. There is a parable.
Parable. 就是有一個猶太人, 他下去耶利哥,
there was a Jewish man who was on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho.
由一個地方去到另外一個地方.
So this is a person who's traveling from one place to another.
在路中間, 他遇到人打劫.
But in the middle of his trip, robbers came.
就將他所有的東西都搶了。
And they took everything from him.
不單止搶了他的東西,
but not only did they rob him of all of his possessions.
聖經說將他打到半死,
but the Bible tells us that they also beat him almost to death.
於是他就, 躺在路旁邊,
and as such, he just was there lying by the roadside.
那裡記載就說在路上偶然有個祭司走過。
And then the Bible records for us that by chance, a priest was coming by that same road.
見到他這樣被人打,感謝主給我們一首這樣好的詩歌。
Thank the Lord that he has provided such a wonderful hymn for us.
願我們每一個人在主面前真的有這樣的心智,願意活出來,好像主這樣。
May it truly be our hearts that we would have a yearning, a desire to live out our lives that we might be able to be like Christ.
你唱詩歌的時候,你發覺到那裡有很多主耶穌的不同的性情。
Now, as you sang through this particular hymn, it actually points out many of the attributes, the characteristics of Jesus Christ.
好像主的溫柔,
tells us about his tenderness.
好像主的宽恕又怜悯,
tells us about his forgiveness and his love.
And his love. 仁爱良善,
tells us about his tenderness and his kindness.
神爱人的一个这样的心都在里面。
And all of that actually reveals to us God's loving heart towards man.
其實呢，詩歌就話主，我願意好似你咁樣樣。
Now the hymn really has a message to say, Lord, I really want to be like you.
其實呢，每一個信耶穌、信咗主耶穌嘅人。
In actuality, each and every child of God, one who's already accepted the Lord's salvation,
你都應該有咁樣嘅性情噶。
We should share that particular thought.
因為信耶穌唔係話你接受一個宗教。
Because when we accept Jesus Christ, it is not just accepting a religion into your life.
你係將耶穌嗰個生命接到去你。
Rather, when you accept Jesus Christ, you receive His life into yours.
所以變咗主耶穌係點樣嘅，我哋信耶穌嘅人亦都會係點樣。
That means that whatever Jesus Christ is like, then we who believe upon Him shall be like Him.
如果喺佢裏邊有温柔、有憐憫、有體貼。
If within Him encompasses tenderness, compassion.
咁喺我哋呢信耶穌嘅人嘅身上面，亦都有呢一啲嘅嘢。
Then those are attributes that also should exist in us, we who have His life.
啊，問題就係話我哋點樣因著主自己嘅能力，將我哋呢個舊人喺度除去，而讓呢個新嘅生命喺我哋嘅身上面彰顯出嚟。
Then the question becomes how we might be able to utilize the Lord's power to be able to get rid of our old self and to allow for the new self to live out.
所以在原则上面我们是要像主耶稣的。
So by principle, we need to be like Christ.
我们都需要向着这个方向来走。
And that is the direction that we should pursue.
好幾個月冇同弟兄姊妹喺講台上邊有交通。
It's been several months now since I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters from the pulpit。
今朝早願意繼續趁著呢個喺呢個機會嚟到同弟兄姊妹交通馬太福音第五章。
We'll take this opportunity today to go back to studying the words in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5。
你記得？我一直是跟弟兄姊妹交通有关这个八福或者登山补训这个题目的。
If you may recall, it's been a period of time that we have spent together studying the Sermon on the Mount, more specifically, the Beatitudes.
主耶稣当时跟一班的人来讲，就跟这些门徒来教训他们。
The scene is revealed to us whereby the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples.
就讲俾呢啲门徒听，点样嘅人，佢系有福嘅。
And the Lord's message was, what type of individuals are blessed?
但系呢一啲呢一咁多种嘅人，嗰个表现，实在系话呢个系基督。
And what these different categories or different attributes that are stated here really reflects is the actual life of Jesus Christ Himself.
那好冇，我哋由第一节，我哋一路读到第七节。
Let's begin reading. Chapter 5, begin verses from verse 1 through verse 7.
因为今朝早要同大家交通嘅就係第七節。
This morning we'll be spending time on verse 7。
我哋嚟複習一下，由第一節我哋讀起嚇。
So let's read through again, from verses 1 through 7。
耶穌看見這許多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，門徒到他跟前來，他就開口教訓他們，說：虛心的人有福了，因為天國是他們的；哀恸的人有福了，因為他們必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
如果弟兄姊妹你仲记得佢开始交通呢一段嘅话嘅时候。
If brothers and sisters may recall from the very beginning when I began to share with brothers and sisters this particular passage.
就同弟兄姊妹讲到呢一啲譬如讲虚心哀恸温柔饥饿饥渴慕义怜率一清心下面一路讲使人和睦嘅。呢、这个唔系一个特别嘅一个功课我哋可以去学到而系一个生命嘅表现。
We stated very plainly that these attributes, poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are gentle, those who hunger for thirst and thirst for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, all these are not targets for us to shoot for us to try to obtain, but rather they merely are one aspect of the life that has been granted to us.
亦都唔係咧，一啲我哋日日要去做到一個地步，哎呀，到我修練啦，修練到一個地步，啊，成正果啦，有呢啲表現，唔係。
It is not something that we undergo each and every day to try to train ourselves to be able to attain for us to somehow or another come to a point of fruition where all of a sudden we have gained what we have been shooting for all this time.
所有呢啲嘅性情係神嘅兒子基督嘅性情。
All of these attributes are characteristics of the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ.
今日我哋信耶穌嘅。我哋呢啲人
，and we today, we who believe in Jesus Christ，
亦系要有呢个生命呢一种咁样嘅生命嘅彰显。
We need to have the manifestation of that life. These are the manifestation of that life.
第七节话，怜恤人嘅人有福啦。
Verse 7 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy."
因为他们必蒙怜恤。
For they shall receive mercy.
你冇睇见啊？唔係連率就有福，係連率人嘅人有福。
It says here, blessed are not those who receive mercy, but rather blessed are the merciful, those people who extend mercy.
好重嘅神睇见你呢个人係一个点样嘅人。
Very evidently and very clearly, the emphasis that God places here is the type of individual that person is.
連率冇錯，係對人哋、對別人嘅一個嘅仁慈。
Being merciful to someone is something that you grant unto others。
係一種出於愛心嘅給予。
It is an outpouring of is an aspect of love that outpours from you。
亦都係有行動上邊嘅表現嘅。
It also must be manifested in action。
帶出嚟，如果你係一個有憐恤嘅心嘅人，你會帶出一啲嘅行動，就係一啲嘅寬恕，帶出一啲嘅愛。
If you are merciful, it means that you would be able to live out or act out acts of mercy that reflect the love that is in you.
所以有一個憐恤嘅。心嘅系呢一个人，究竟系咪一个怜恤人嘅人
？So whether this person extends mercy really depends whether that person has mercy。
当然喺我哋嘅行动上边系要活出或者系表现出你里边有嘅嘢啊。
The action should reflect what we have within。
但系我哋今日追求嘅唔系一个。单是一个行动，有一个怜恤的行动，或者话赦免的行动。
But at the same time, it is not a goal for us just to have acts of mercy.
我哋要求的是我哋是一个怜恤人的人。
But rather, what we should shoot for is that we ourselves have mercy in our hearts.
我盼望这一点能够弟兄姊妹你先清楚。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the first point that we need to be clear about.
如果不是呢，我哋系以后一路交通嘅时候，变咗我哋只系提一啲嘅行为，一啲咁嘅动作。
Or else, our sharing would then seemingly be left to just that exhortation for us to do good works.
盼望弟兄姊妹，我都能够睇见，话我哋系一个咁样嘅人。
We need to realize that this is the type of person that we need to be.
这个人，这个这样的人，这个生命是从基督那里来的，这个生命。And
this individual that we are to be must have a life that stems from Christ.
在路加福音第十章那里有一个这样的故事。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, it relates for us a story.
因为太长了，那我就今天不读。
Because of the length of the story, as it is recorded in the scriptures, we're not going to take the time to read it at this point in time.
你都记得回去,路加福音第十章。
But I hope, brothers and sisters, do remember the at least the reference, which is Luke chapter 10, and to take the time when we go home to read through it.
由30节开始的。
It actually begins with verse 30.
那里讲到什么呢?
What does that story
tell us? 那里讲到一个比喻。
There is a comparison. There is a parable.
Parable. 就是有一个犹太人，佢落去耶利哥。There
was a Jewish man who was on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho.
由一个地方去到另外一个地方。So
this is a person who's traveling from one place to another.
佢喺路中间，佢遇到人打劫。But
in the middle of his trip, robbers came.
就将佢所有嘅嘢都抢晒。
And they took everything from him.
不单止抢晒佢嘅嘢,
but not only did they take, did they rob him of all of his possessions.
圣经话将佢打到半死,
but it, the Bible tells us that they also beat him almost to death.
咁于是佢就, 瞓喺路旁边,
and as such, he just was there lying by the roadside.
那里记载就说在路上偶然有个祭司走过。
And then the Bible records for us that by chance, a priest was coming by that same road.
见到他这样被人打，感谢主给我们一首这样好的诗歌。
Thank the Lord that He has provided such a wonderful hymn for us.
愿我们每一个人在主面前真是有这样的心智，愿意活出来好像主这样。
May it truly be our hearts that we would have a yearning, a desire to live out our lives that we might be able to be like Christ.
你唱诗歌的时候，你发觉到吓，嗰度有好多嘅主耶稣嘅唔同嘅性情。
Now, as you sang through this particular hymn, it actually points out many of the attributes, the characteristics of Jesus Christ.
好似主嘅温柔。
Tells us about his tenderness.
好似主嘅宽恕又怜悯。
Tells us about his forgiveness and his love.
仁爱良善。
Tells us about his tenderness and his kindness.
神爱人嗰一个咁样嘅心都喺里边。
And all of that actually reveals to us God's loving heart towards man.
其实呢，诗歌就话。 主，我愿意好似你咁样样。
Now the hymn really has a message to say, Lord, I really want to be like you.
其实呢，每一个信耶稣、信咗主耶稣嘅人。
In actuality, each and every child of God, one who's already accepted the Lord's salvation,
你都应该有咁样嘅性情嘅。
We should share that particular thought.
因为信耶稣唔系话你接受一个宗教。
Because when we accept Jesus Christ, it is not just accepting a religion into your life.
你是将耶稣那个生命接到你心里边。
Rather, when you accept Jesus Christ, you receive His life into yours.
所以变成主耶稣是怎么样的,我们信耶稣的人也都会是怎么样。
That means that whatever Jesus Christ is like, then we who believe upon him shall be like him.
如果在他里面有温柔、怜悯、有体贴,
if within him encompasses tenderness, compassion,
在我们这信耶稣的人的身上也都有这些东西,
then those are attributes that also should exist in us, we who have his life.
问题就是说我们怎么样因着主自己的能力将我们这个旧人除去而让这个新的生命在我们的身上彰显出来。
Then the question becomes how we might be able to utilize the Lord's power to be able to get rid of our old self and to allow for the new self to live out.
所以在原则上面, 我们是要像主耶稣的。
So by principle, we need to be like Christ.
我们都需要向着这个方向来走。
And that is the direction that we should pursue.
好几个月没有跟弟兄姊妹在讲台上面有交通。
It's been several months now since I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters from the pulpit.
今早早仍要继续趁着这个机会来到跟弟兄姊妹交通马太福音第五章。
We'll take this opportunity today to go back to studying the words in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
你记得 我一直是跟弟兄姊妹交通有关这个八福、登山宝训这个题目的。If
you may recall, it's been a period of time that we have spent together studying the Sermon on the Mount, more specifically, the Beatitudes.
主耶稣当时跟一班的人来讲，就跟这些门徒来教训他们。
The scene is revealed to us whereby the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples.
就讲给这些门徒听，怎样的人，他是有福的。
And the Lord's message was, what type of individuals are blessed?
但是这些这么多种的人，那个表现，实在是说，这个是基督耶稣的生命。
And what these different categories or different attributes that are stated here really reflects is the actual life of Jesus Christ himself.
那好吗?我们由第一节,我们一路读到第七节。
Let's begin reading. Chapter 5, begin verses from verse 1 through verse 7.
因为今早早要跟大家交通的就是第七节。
This morning, we'll be spending time on verse
7.
So let's read through again from verses 1 through 7.
耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的；哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰；温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。 饥渴无义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足；怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。And
when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
如果弟兄姊妹你还记得，我一开始交通这一段的话的时候，
If brothers and sisters may recall from the very beginning when I began to share with brothers and sisters this particular passage,
就跟弟兄姊妹讲到这个这一啲，譬如讲虚心、哀恸、温柔、饥饿、饥渴无义。 廉率、清心下边一路讲使人和睦嘅，这个唔系一个特别嘅一个功课，我哋可以去学到，而系一个生命嘅表现。
We stated very plainly that these attributes poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are gentle, those who hunger for thirst and thirst for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, all these are not targets for us to shoot for us to try to obtain, but rather they merely are one aspect of the life that has been granted to us.
都唔係咧，一啲我哋日日要去做到一個地步，到到我修練啦，修練到一個地步，成正果啦，有呢啲表現，唔係。
Is not something that we undergo each and every day to try to train ourselves to be able to attain, for us to somehow or another come to a point of fruition where all of a sudden we have gained what we have been shooting for all this time.
所有呢啲嘅性情係神嘅兒子基督嘅性情。
All of these attributes are characteristics of the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ.
今日我哋信耶穌嘅。
And we today, we who believe in Jesus Christ,
亦係要有呢個生命，呢一種咁樣嘅生命嘅彰顯。
We need to have the manifestation of that life. These are the manifestation of that life.
第七節話，憐恤人嘅人有福啦。Verse
7 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy."
因為他們必蒙憐恤。For
they shall receive mercy.
你有冇睇見啊？ 唔係憐恤就有福，係憐恤人嘅人有福。
It says here, blessed are not those who receive mercy, but rather blessed are the merciful, those people who extend mercy.
好重嘅神睇見你呢個人係一個點樣嘅人。
Very evidently and very clearly, the emphasis that God places here is the type of individual that person is.
憐恤 冇錯，係對人哋、對別人嘅一個嘅仁慈。
Being merciful to someone is something that you grant unto others.
係一種出於愛心嘅給予。
It is an outpouring of is an aspect of love that outpours from you.
亦都係有行動上邊嘅表現嘅。
It also must be manifested in action.
帶出嚟，如果你係一個有憐恤嘅心嘅人，你會帶出一啲嘅行動，就係一啲嘅寬恕，帶出一啲嘅愛。
If you are merciful, it means that you would be able to live out or act out acts of mercy that reflect the love that is in you.
所以有一個憐恤嘅 心嘅係呢一個人究竟係咪一個憐恤人嘅人？
So whether this person extends mercy really depends whether that person has mercy.
當然喺我哋嘅行動上邊係要活出或者係表現出你裏邊有嘅嘢。
The action should reflect what we have within.
但係我哋今日追求嘅唔係一個 單係一個行動，有一個憐恤嘅行動，或者話赦免嘅行動。
But at the same time, it is not a goal for us just to have acts of mercy.
我哋要求嘅係我哋係一個憐恤人嘅人。
But rather, what we should shoot for is that we ourselves have mercy in our hearts.
我盼望呢一點能夠弟兄姊妹你先知清楚。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the first point that we need to be clear about.
如果唔係咧，我哋係以後一路交通嘅時候，變咗我哋只係提一啲嘅一啲咁嘅行為，一啲咁嘅動作。
Or else, our sharing would then seemingly be left to just that exhortation for us to do good works.
希望弟兄姊妹，我都能夠睇見話，我哋係一個咁樣嘅人。
We need to realize that this is the type of person that we need to be.
呢個人，呢個咁樣嘅人，呢個生命係從基督嗰度嚟嘅，呢個生命。
And this individual that we are to be must have a life that stems from Christ.
喺路加福音第十章嗰度有一個咁樣嘅故事。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, it relates for us a story.
因為太長啦，咁我就今日唔讀。
because of the length of the story, as it is recorded in the scriptures, we're not going to take the time to read it at this point.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你都翻，你都记得翻去，马啊，路加福音第十章。
But I hope brothers and sisters do remember the at least the reference, which is Luke chapter 10, and to take the time when we go home to read through it.
系由30节开始嘅。
It actually begins with verse 30.
嗰度讲到乜嘢呢？
What does that story tell us?
嗰度讲到一个个比喻。
There is a comparison. There is a parable.
Parable. 就是有一个犹太人，佢落去耶利哥。
There was a Jewish man who was on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho.
由一个地方去到另外一个地方。
So this is a person who's traveling from one place to another.
佢喺路中间，佢遇到人打劫。
But in the middle of his trip, robbers came.
就将佢所有嘅嘢都抢晒。
And they took everything from him.
唔单止抢晒佢嘅嘢。
But not only did they rob him of all of his possessions.
圣经话将佢打到半死。
But the Bible tells us that they also beat him almost to death.
咁于是佢就瞓喺路旁边。
And as such, he just was there lying by the roadside.
咁嗰度记载就话喺路上边偶然有个祭司行过。
And then the Bible records for us that by chance a priest was coming by that same road.
见到佢咁样样俾人打，感谢主俾我哋一首咁样好嘅诗歌。
Thank the Lord that He has provided such a wonderful hymn for us.
而我哋每一个人喺主面前，真系有咁样嘅心志，愿意活出嚟，好似主咁样样。
May it truly be our hearts that we would have a yearning, a desire to live out our lives that we might be able to be like Christ.
你唱诗歌嘅时候，你发觉到吓，嗰度有好多嘅主耶稣嘅唔同嘅性情。
Now, as you sang through this particular hymn, it actually points out many of the attributes, the characteristics of Jesus Christ.
好似主嘅温柔，
tells us about his tenderness.
好似主嘅宽恕又怜悯，
tells us about his forgiveness and his love.
仁爱良善，
tells us about his tenderness and his kindness.
神爱人嗰一个咁样嘅心都喺里边。
And all of that actually reveals to us God's loving heart towards man.
其实呢，诗歌就话主，我愿意好似你咁样样。
Now the hymn really has a message to say, Lord, I really want to be like you.
其实呢，每一个信耶稣、信咗主耶稣嘅人。
In actuality, each and every child of God, one who's already accepted the Lord's salvation,
你都应该。 有咁样嘅性情噶，
we should share that particular thought.
因为信耶稣唔系话你接受一个宗教，
because when we accept Jesus Christ, it is not just accepting a religion into your life.
你系将耶稣嗰个生命接到去你心嘅里边。
Rather, when you accept Jesus Christ, you receive His life into yours.
所以变咗主耶稣系点样样嘅？ 我哋信耶稣嘅人，亦都会系点样样。
That means that whatever Jesus Christ is like, then we who believe upon him shall be like him.
如果喺佢里边有温柔、有怜悯、有体贴。
If within him encompasses tenderness, compassion,
咁喺我哋啲信耶稣嘅人嘅身上边，亦都有呢一啲嘅嘢。
Then those are attributes that also should exist in us, we who have His life.
啊，问题就系话我哋点样样，因着主自己嘅能力，将我哋呢个旧人喺度除去，而让呢个新嘅生命喺我哋嘅身上边彰显出嚟。
Then the question becomes how we might be able to utilize the Lord's power to be able to get rid of our old self and to allow for the new self to live out.
所以在原则上面，我们是要像主耶稣的。
So by principle, we need to be like Christ.
我们也需要向着这个方向来走。
And that is the direction that we should pursue.
好幾個月冇同弟兄姊妹喺講台上邊有交通。
It's been several months now since I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters from the pulpit.
啊，今朝早願意繼續趁著呢個喺呢個機會嚟到同弟兄姊妹交通馬太福音第五章。
We'll take this opportunity today to go back to studying the words in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
你記得我一直係同弟兄姊妹交通有關呢個八福或者登山補訓呢個嘅題目嘅。
If you may recall, it's been a period of time that we have spent together studying the Sermon on the Mount, more specifically the Beatitudes.
主耶穌當時同一班嘅人嚟到講，就同呢啲門徒嚟到教訓佢哋。
The scene is revealed to us whereby the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples.
就講俾呢啲門徒聽，點樣嘅人佢係有福嘅。
And the Lord's message was, what type of individuals are blessed?
但係呢一啲呢一咁多種嘅人嗰個表現，實在係話呢個係基督耶穌嘅生命。
And what these different categories or different attributes that are stated here really reflects is the actual life of Jesus Christ Himself.
那好冇，我哋由第一節，我哋一路讀到第七節。
Let's begin reading. Chapter 5, begin verses from verse 1 through verse 7.
因為今朝早要同大家交通嘅就係第七節。
This morning we'll be spending time on verse 7.
我哋嚟複習一下，由第一節我哋讀起。
So let's read through again from verses 1 through 7.
耶穌看見這許多的人，就上了山，基已坐下，門徒到他跟前來，他就開口教訓他們說，虛心的人有福了，因為天國是他們的。哀恸的人有福了，因為他們必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因為他們必承受地土。飢渴慕義的人有福了，因為他們必得飽足。憐恤人的人有福了，因為他們必蒙憐恤。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
如果弟兄姊妹你仲记得佢开始交通呢一段嘅话嘅时候。
If brothers and sisters may recall from the very beginning when I began to share with brothers and sisters this particular passage,
就同弟兄姊妹讲到呢一啲，譬如讲到虚心、哀恸、温柔、饥饿、饥渴慕义、怜恤或者清心下边一路讲使人和睦嘅呢、这个唔系一个特别一个功课我哋可以去学到，而系一个生命。
We stated very plainly that these attributes, poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are gentle, those who hunger for thirst and thirst for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, all these are not targets for us to shoot for us to try to obtain, but rather they merely are one aspect of the life that has been granted to us.
亦都唔係咧，一啲我哋日日要去做到一個地步，哎呀，到我修練啦，修練到一個地步，啊，成正果啦，有呢啲表現，唔係。
Is not something that we undergo each and every day to try to train ourselves to be able to attain, for us to somehow or another come to a point of fruition where all of a sudden we have gained what we have been shooting for all this time.
所有呢啲嘅性情係神嘅兒子基督嘅性情。
All of these attributes are characteristics of the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ.
今日我哋信耶穌嘅，我哋呢啲人。
And we today, we who believe in Jesus Christ,
亦係要有呢個生命，呢一種咁樣嘅生命嘅彰顯。
We need to have the manifestation of that life. These are the manifestation of that life.
第七節話憐恤人嘅人有福啦。
Verse 7 says, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
因為他們必蒙憐恤。
For they shall receive mercy.
你有冇睇見啊？唔係憐恤就有福，係憐恤人嘅人有福。
It says here, Blessed are not those who receive mercy, but rather, blessed are the merciful, those people who extend mercy.
好重嘅神睇見你呢個人係一個點樣嘅人。
Very evidently and very clearly, the emphasis that God places here is the type of individual that person is.
憐恤冇錯係對人哋對別人嘅一個仁慈。
Being merciful to someone is something that you grant unto others.
係一種出於愛心嘅給予。
It is an outpouring of is an aspect of love that outpours from you.
亦都係有行動上邊嘅表現嘅。
It also must be manifested in action.
帶出嚟，如果你係一個有憐恤嘅心嘅人，你會帶出一啲嘅行動，就係一啲嘅寬恕，帶出一啲嘅愛。
If you are merciful, it means that you would be able to live out or act out acts of mercy that reflect the love that is in you.
所以有一個憐恤嘅心嘅係呢一個人，究竟係咪一個憐恤人嘅人
？So whether this person extends mercy really depends whether that person has mercy.
當然喺我哋嘅行動上邊係要活出或者係表現出你裏邊有嘅嘢嚇。
The action should reflect what we have within.
但係我哋今日追求嘅唔係一個。單是一個行動，有一個憐恤的行動，或者話赦免的行動。
But at the same time, it is not a goal for us just to have acts of mercy.
我哋要求的是我哋係一個憐恤人的人。
But rather, what we should shoot for is that we ourselves have mercy in our hearts.
我盼望呢一點能夠弟兄姊妹你先知清楚。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the first point that we need to be clear about.
如果唔係呢，我哋係以後一路交通嘅時候變咗，我哋只係提一啲咁嘅行為，一啲咁嘅動作。
Or else, our sharing would then seemingly be left to just that exhortation for us to do good works.
希望弟兄姊妹我都能夠睇見話，我哋係一個咁樣嘅人。
We need to realize that this is the type of person that we need to be.
呢個人，呢個咁樣嘅人，呢個生命係從基督嗰度嚟嘅，呢個生命。
And this individual that we are to be must have a life that stems from Christ.
喺路加福音第十章嗰度有個咁樣嘅故事。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, it relates for us a story.
因為太長啦，咁我就今日唔讀。
Because of the length of the story, as it is recorded in the scriptures, we're not going to take the time to read it at this point in time.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你都記得翻去係路加福音第十章。
But I hope brothers and sisters do remember the at least the reference, which is Luke chapter 10, and to take the time when we go home to read through it.
係由三十節開始嘅。
It actually begins with verse 30.
嗰度講到乜嘢呢
？What does that story?
嗰度講到一個比喻。
There is a comparison. There is a parable.
Parable. 就是有一個猶太人他落去耶利哥
There was a Jewish man who was on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho.
由一個地方去到另外一個地方。
So this is a person who's traveling from one place to another.
在路中間他遇到人打劫。
But in the middle of his trip, robbers came.
就將他所有的東西都搶了。
And they took everything from him.
不单止抢晒佢嘅嘢,
but not only did they take, did they rob him of all of his possessions.
圣经话将佢打到半死,
but it, the Bible tells us that they also beat him almost to death.
咁于是佢就, 瞓喺路旁边,
and as such, he just was there lying by the roadside.
咁, 那裡記載就說,
and then the Bible records for us that by chance, a priest was coming by that same road.
見到他這樣被人打,